Episode 1, What Are Workplace Politics? Welcome to the very first episode of Office Unfiltered, the podcast where we dive into the unspoken rules, the power plays, and everything you need to know about navigating workplace politics. I'm your host, and I'm so excited to have you here as we kick things off with an important question: What are workplace politics, and why should you care? What are workplace politics? Let's start by defining what we mean by workplace politics. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot, but it's often misunderstood. Simply put, workplace politics refers to the informal networks, power structures, and social influence that exist in any workplace. Think of it as the unspoken game that employees, managers, and leaders play to get ahead, build alliances, and make things happen. It's a mix of interpersonal relationships, strategic decision-making, and sometimes, even a bit of behind-the-scenes maneuvering. Now, it's not just about getting the corner office or a bigger paycheck, though that's part of it. It's about understanding how the system works, how people influence each other, and how you can use this knowledge to create opportunities for yourself without compromising your values. And here's the thing: workplace politics is not inherently bad. It's how we navigate it that makes all the difference. Done right, workplace politics can be a tool for good, helping you build relationships, get ahead, and create a positive work environment. Done wrong, it can lead to toxic cultures, burnout, and unethical behavior. Why workplace politics matter? So, why should we care about workplace politics? Well, the reality is that no workplace operates in a vacuum. There are power dynamics everywhere, from the way decisions are made to who gets assigned the most important projects. Understanding these dynamics can help you make smarter choices, avoid unnecessary conflicts, and ultimately thrive in your professional environment. Think about it: when you understand the politics of your workplace, you're able to build relationships with the right people, advocate for your ideas, and get your voice heard. It's also about understanding where you fit within the organization. Are you in the inner circle or on the fringes? Are you aligned with the company's power brokers, or are you working to build your own network? Take it from me, workplace politics isn't something you can just ignore. In fact, ignoring it could hurt your chances of success. In the next few minutes, let's explore some common scenarios where workplace politics play a big role. Scenarios where politics matter. Imagine this: you're working on a big project, and your team is pulling in different directions. There's one person who's always speaking up in meetings, pushing their ideas forward, while others quietly agree with them. You might think it's all about the merit of the ideas, but it's not always that simple. Chances are, that vocal team member has a strong network or some influence behind the scenes. Maybe they have a closer relationship with a higher up, or maybe they've built trust within the team through previous work. That's where the politics come in. Here's another one: you've been working hard, and you're due for a promotion. But when the time comes, it's given to someone else who seems less qualified. What happened? Did they outshine you on paper? Maybe, but it's also possible they knew how to navigate the politics of the organization better than you. They might have been strategically aligning with the right people or advocating for themselves in ways that went unnoticed by others. How to recognize workplace politics in action? So how do you start recognizing workplace politics in action? It's not always obvious, but there are signs you can watch for. Some things to keep in mind. The power of alliances. Are there groups of people who always seem to be in sync, making decisions or getting ahead together? These alliances can shape what gets done in your workplace, even if they're not officially part of the company hierarchy. The invisible hand of influence. Have you ever felt like a decision was made without anyone telling you why? Or that certain people always seem to know what's going to happen next? These are indicators that there's more happening than meets the eye. The people who are plugged into the informal networks tend to have access to this kind of information. The quiet power of favoritism. Sometimes it's not what you know, but who you know. Favoritism can exist in the form of selective opportunities, preferential treatment, or even just who gets invited to important meetings. These little gestures can reveal a lot about who holds the real power. Is workplace politics always bad? Now, let's clear something up. Just because workplace politics exists, doesn't mean it's all bad. In fact, there's such a thing as positive politics. This is where individuals use their influence and relationships to build a collaborative, supportive environment. They advocate for team members, they work to create opportunities for others, and they use their knowledge of the system to make things happen for the greater good. So, while some might try to manipulate the system for personal gain, others can use their understanding of workplace politics to uplift others, build strong teams, and drive meaningful change. The key here is understanding the difference and knowing how to use workplace politics ethically and strategically. So, to recap, workplace politics is not just a buzzword, it's an essential part of every work environment. It's about understanding the dynamics of influence, power, and relationships. The good news is that you don't need to be a master manipulator to succeed, you just need to recognize how these systems operate and find your place within them. In our next episode, we'll dive deeper into the different types of workplace politics, what's positive, what's negative, and how to spot them in action. We'll also talk about real-life examples and share tips on how to handle tricky situations when office politics get complicated. Thank you so much for tuning in to Office Unfiltered. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, subscribe, and share with your colleagues who might find this helpful. Until next time, keep navigating the world of workplace politics with confidence.